When we tell you that no two paths are the same, we are reminding you that there is no room for judgment in your life. How your particular path is created is as unique as you, and each of you is a unique creation. So as you are looking at your life and, of course, doing the thing that you have been trained to do, which is go to your head when you make a change in your life, there is always an amount of confusion, because when you think about the information that your head alone can give you, what information is that? It is much like a time in your not too distant history when, if you were a woman, you were encouraged to get married, have children, become a nurse or a teacher. And that was, as we say, the menu. There was very little for women beyond that menu. And so women adapted and did that menu. And hopefully, as time went along, broke away from the menu at the best time and found their own path. If that was their path, then that was fine. But if it was not, it was very painful, because the head was saying, here is the menu, and you chose something on the menu, which very often had everything in the world except what you needed to actualize your particular path. And now we are looking at a time when that menu has expanded, which is a wonderful thing, except the idea behind the menu has not expanded very much. There are more things from which to choose, but there are still the same demands and restrictions and ways to go at it that were there before. And so what are we looking at now? We are looking at the heart. And we are looking at having faith that when the heart and the universe are working together, your path will open for you. It is not a matter of you being decisive so that you choose your path and the steps on it. And we are amazed at how much of your literature is designed that way. It is like You and your head must choose a goal. Now, the literature may not say that, but that is what they mean. You and your head must choose a goal. What we are saying to you is that you and your heart must choose a goal. And the heart must lead the head on the path to where you are going. Much of this is difficult because the world around you still looks at your intuition as not being a reliable way of living. It looks at the desires of your heart as being sentimental rather than profound. And we do want to say this: the desires of your heart are profound. Do not ever forget that. And this confusion that, of course, you keep running into, we want to talk about two or three of the things that you want to be careful about. Of course, we all need to earn money. We understand that. That is a given. We all have issues about security. Yes, that is part of the world that you live in. But the idea that you would sell your heart out in order to follow a head menu that says this is how you take care of your security is absolutely appalling to your spirit. Your spirit cannot abide this. And then the thing that happens after that is that if you do begin to feel your heart and you begin to trust the universe and the things that open for you and your intuitive powers, then sometimes you are the one saying to yourself that you are not being practical, that you are really not taking a hard look at what you need to be doing with your life. And that is an offense to the heart as well. The heart needs to speak, and we need to listen. But it does not speak like the head does. It is not that the head is not good at organizing your life in balance with the heart, but any time you feel the cultural bias coming at you and saying, no, 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 if you do not do it this way, the patriarchal way, you will never have safety. You will never have what you want. And as it turns out, that is very untrue. Now, we do want to mention something, and that is that you must be in your present moment, listening to your heart and allowing the universe to show you what is for you and what is not for you. And to that, by the way, to value each of those things equally, to show you what is not for you is good, to show you what is for you is good, but to allow that process that is completely unique to you to work through your life so that you finally feel your own feet on your own path. And that is where fulfillment comes. Now, we know there are many arguments about this, and certainly we are not saying do not have a job and do not pay the rent, and we are not saying that. But we do say more and more, make the voice of the heart the most important voice, because it is the most important voice. And you want that voice to be the one that opens your intuitive powers in the moment and opens your connection to the universe. Because that is the what would you call that? The power play. That is the power play. The speaking heart, the connection with the universe, and you listening. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. As you breathe, feel the parts of your body that may have been holding tightly to things that you wish to release. Survey your body. Find the parts of your body that are tight, that are not soft, that are not released. And when you breathe in, breathe peace, the blue of peace, into those parts of your body. They may be in your head, in your thoughts, in your throat, in the way you speak. But let peace move throughout your body and throughout your energy. Open your crown and feel the universe begin to pour its golden light into your body. Let it open your crown and feel that connection with the wisdom of the universe and the entry into your own energy, your own body. Let the golden light flow into your third eye and feel the third eye expand. And know that it becomes more powerful. See how clear the third eye becomes. And know that it can look into you and be clear, and that it can look out into the world and be clear. And feel the universe's energy joining with the energy of your third eye to make you wise and knowing. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let the golden light push aside any harshness that you may have spoken to yourself or others. And feel peace in your throat, the peace that respects who you are and the path on which you're walking. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the heart. And see your heart, how bright and full of life, full of wisdom, the heart that holds all the knowledge that you need to find your path and be on your path. And feel the illumination of the universe into your heart to help that path become more clear. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the old emotions that may have caught in your body that might confuse your heart. Let go of the critical emotions and the emotions coming from being criticized. Let all of those go. Feel the golden light and feel the peace in your solar plexus. Let the light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the power of that light remove the part of your past that you do not wish to carry forward into your present or your future. Let the golden light displace the shame, the judgments, the criticism. Relieve all of that from that second center. And see the beautiful waterfall of the second center that simply washes away experiences that you need to release, things that happen in your life that you do not wish to hold. Let that beautiful waterfall rule the second center. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light in the root join the wisdom that lives in all of the other chakra centers, so that the crown and the third eye and the throat and the heart and the solar plexus and the second center are all speaking with the root. And in that speaking, the root becomes wise in knowing what to create, how to create on the particular path that you have been given. Breathe and allow that flow to happen in your body. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And find water there. And drink from the water to refresh your spirit. And if you choose to be in the water, let it wash away the world, the heaviness that you no longer wish to carry. Now come from the water and find that you're wrapped in white clouds, light and warm. And reach into the water and draw up a gift that the universe has for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.